Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to a special edition of the French Connections Weekend Report here. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and today's date is the 30th day of April 2006. It's a Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, and I decided to do this little special update for a clarification of some information for you and a response to some people's emails that have come in, rightly so, and I appreciate them, regarding Christian and Catholic and Pope and Jesuit leaders and all of this stuff. I had a visitor on my show on Friday, Dr. Lorraine Day, and I like Lorraine, and Lorraine's work has been borne out to be accurate in most cases, especially on her medical information regarding AIDS, because I've found the same information from several sources on Lorraine's work, and I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that that I fully support Lorraine's efforts to find the truth. There were some loose ends in our conversation where I should have probably made my opinion better known during the interview than I did. One of them is about the Catholic Church's infiltration and the use of the term Black Pope. Now, my take on all of this is vastly different than most people. First of all, this guy, Eric John Phelps, in my view, is a liar, and he is a fabricator of information, and he is trying to deflect information away from the Jewish conspiracy. And I believe that he's using small facts blown out of proportion, turned into something different, to make points that are absolutely fabrications. Now, let me go over some of the things that I know about the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church in the modern world is a dying church. It is shrinking. And one of the reasons it is shrinking is because of scandal, because of its inability to attract new priests into its orders. And so let's give you an idea of what kind of orders they have within the Catholic Church. You know, there are Dominicans, Dominican priests. There are orders of the Sacred Heart for women, for the nuns, and there are holy name orders. There are all kinds of orders within the Catholic Church sanctioned by the Church's hierarchy in Rome. And there are others such as like the Franciscans, which is a very large group of priests. I think many of them are still alive, although they're old. Franciscans are mostly centered in Montreal and in Canada area. And then we have, of course, the Jesuits. Now, the history of the Jesuits goes back quite a ways, but in its modern organization, it is manned by elderly men. How do I know this stuff? Well, I'm not Catholic, ladies and gentlemen. But I did go to a Catholic school, high school. Why? Because it was one of the best educations in the state of Massachusetts when I went to high school. There were no girls at my high school. It was all young men from 9th to 12th grade. And by and large, it was entirely taught by priests. Now, the priests that taught me were old at the time. They were already in their late 60s. These men used to get up at 5 in the morning and go to Mass, and then they would teach all day. Then they would do a Mass at lunch, and they would do a Mass in the evening, and then they'd do 4 hours of community service in the nighttime. And they were scholastics. They gave me an education that is the reason why I was able to go to a school like New York University, and I was able to see through malarkey, because they taught me to be critical thinker. They taught me about Socratic thinking. They taught me about questioning information. They taught me this stuff. Now, if you go back to the high school I attended today, there are no priests left. None. There is one in charge of the school who most of the time is going back and forth to the diocese. Why? Because there just are no priests left. They've died. They are, and the ones that are left are using walkers. They're getting from room to room with these aluminum walkers. Now, this doesn't bode well for the conspiracy of Mr. Phelps and this lying cretin called the Greg Schimanski, who I urge everybody to out. This guy is a bad, bad, bad guy. He's a bad guy. Real, real bad guy. And if you've ever listened to his radio show, he's also a crappy radio host. But that's just my take on his radio skills. But here's the facts, ladies and gentlemen. This group of people could no more take over an old folks' home than they could take over the world. Just not happening. And the simple fact of the matter is that this so-called black pope nonsense, there is only one pope. And he is the pope in Rome. He lives in the Vatican. He goes to the Cathedral of St. Peter. He has a head of state designation because the Vatican is a country of its own. And of course, he leads the world's Catholics. Again, I am not a Catholic, but I'm giving you the facts about this man. The one that we have now is Ratzinger, who has changed his name to Pope Benedict. I don't even know the name of the guy, but yeah, I think it's Benedict. But there is no Catholic hierarchical term for the head of the Jesuits being a pope of any type. This is a slanderous term used. Now, you know, you could call me the French revolutionary. Well, that would be a nickname for me. Am I a revolutionary? No, I'm a guy who wants to go back to his constitutional values. So maybe, but maybe that would be an accurate term. Maybe it wouldn't. Fact is, you can call me anything you want. You can call me Shabuti Carterfinkel. One of my teachers used to call me that. And it doesn't make me a Shabuti Carterfinkel. What it is a designation given by conspiracy liars in order to mucky and mud up the waters of the truth movement that we're all fighting, and deflect information away from dancing Israelis and art students and Abramoff's activities and Mark Rich and all of these Netanyahu's activities in New York before the 9/11 events and Silverstein's Runway 69 activities and child pornography that they're leading and all the other stuff. They want to deflect it away, and the best way to do that is to key into what the rest of the country would see as their bigotry toward Catholics. Yeah, let's play into the Catholic bigotry card here and say that there's a black pope out there running the world. That's nonsense. And this guy Phelps has been paid to write this book by the Jews, by the Zionists, by the criminals, in order to confuse and obfuscate and send people down the wrong path. It's an absolute fact that I stand by. Now, have there been infiltrations within the Catholic Church by Jews? I'm sure they have tried. I'm sure that that somebody maybe somewhere down the line has got in there. Maybe they've had other political pressures placed on them to go along, to get along with certain flows in the world. Maybe their finances were put in a knot by the Rothschild fortunes. Maybe they've had undue pressures placed on them. Who knows all that stuff? I can see through research it's a possibility. However, to think that the Catholic Church is working on behalf of world domination, there is no evidence of it. You can give me your fake research, your nonsensical junk research on this information, but it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. The real culprits of all this information, ladies and gentlemen, has always gone back to world Zionism, and it goes back to Ben Friedman again. It goes back every time to this guy Friedman, because Friedman was there, okay? He was there. So when we're talking about this stuff, you know, now Lorraine did not say that she had, you know, perfect information about what she was standing by. Fact is, I think she was genuine in her beliefs. However, I have a very, very, very different take on all of that stuff, and I want each and every one of you to know that I'm not a supporter of the Catholic Church, nor am I interested in giving them new members. What I am interested in is not letting you get swept up in a lie. Okay, and that's the goal of French Connection, is to bring accuracy and truth to the information that we put out. So, it was necessary to do this because they are again trying to re-promote this crap, and it's Szymanski. This guy Szymanski needs to be drummed out of this movement completely. there was no use for him other than to be marginalized, and then when we get back in control of our country, arrested and imprisoned for trying to destroy the country. That's basically how I feel about this man, Szymanski. He's a dirtbag extreme, and he writes crap, and everything that he's ever written. I'll go back to one of his articles about aliens on the Earth that are 6 feet to something, or 8 feet tall, that can run 60 miles an hour beside your car. Need I say more? This is one of his contentions back when he was still trying to spin the alien angle to all the knuckleheads in the world. Well, now his newest knucklehead thing is the Black Pope, and he's doing it with this guy, Eric John Phelps, who is a paid shill. Clear and plain and simple. So I'm glad I cleared this up. Now, what does this leave us with Lorraine? Lorraine's work is Lorraine's work. She can maybe put out more information regarding what she thinks about this. I hope it's not going to be, the kind of stuff that's just accusatory. I would like it to be more than that. There were instances of the Jesuits acting wrongly back in the 16th and 17th century, especially toward indigenous peoples. You know, if you take a look at what went on in the Brazilian jungles with certain peoples in Peru and actually in America in the Southwest with Native Americans who they thought were godless heathens, but that they were persecuted by Protestants as well and Mormons and anybody else who needed to persecute somebody, the Indians were. So that's not the sole area of the Catholics who have done that. But in the modern world, Jesuits are a dying breed. Their universities are not staffed by priests anymore. Their high schools that they ran in through their order are no longer staffed by priests because there aren't enough of them. They are going by the wayside. And, you know, the designation of someone being a black pope based upon him wearing black robes is another nonsensical thing because, you know, some of the Franciscans wear brown robes. So now what do we have, a brown pope? And some of the Dominicans wear white robes. So we have a white pope. And, some of the Africans wear colorful robes. If you go to a lot of the priests that are coming to America now are from the African Catholic Church, and they wear these real colorful robes. So now we have the rainbow pope. You know, where do you want to go with this, guys? You know, there may be some stuff that comes out that they've made some mistakes. There certainly is a preponderance of evidence that says the priests of the Catholic Church have been involved in some pedophilia and abusing children, and that's all real. Their involvement in Boys Town was documented, and that is real. Their destruction of the Catholic religion within the Boston community is absolutely real, and all of those things I can say I can point to with a certitude. But the rest of it can't be done. So, wanted to clear this up for you. I did have some emails on it, and I thought it was important enough to do a little Sunday blurb on it. And I've asked my partner and helper in this regard to put this up at the earliest possible date, and so we can clear up this information. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff coming up for next week, so stay tuned to the French Connection. Anyway, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you to be well and have a great Sunday, and I'll be with you next week with more broadcasts. Bye-bye now. Be well.